A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
A bearded white man, Yodzik, and a blonde white woman, Magosha, sit across from two priests.
Let's cut to the chase, Yodzik.
Of course, Father.
Tell me, why should we deem your sacrament to be null and void?
Our sacrament should be deemed null and void, sir. As an actuality, we were divorced years ago. And? Malgoja has a new husband now. And I, well, have a new fiancé again.
Okay, and?
Her face falls slightly. The priests eye them. Yodzik shifts his gaze. Text appears over a Renaissance painting of a white woman in green holding the hand of a white man in a black hat. Netflix presents. Gigant Films Productions. She rolls her eyes. Magdalena Poplawska. He winks and smiles. Wojciech Mekuldowski. She pulls her hand out of his. Tomasz Szuchart. He waves. She grimaces. 1 month earlier. Magosha holds a conductor's baton in the air. She lowers both of her hands. A band of student musicians perform for a group of adults. The students tap their feet to the beat. Magosha smiles as she conducts. A curly-haired white boy plays trumpet. He pumps his eyebrows at a brown-haired white boy nearby. The curly-haired boy kicks the chair of the brunette white girl in front of him. She stops playing clarinet and gives the curly-haired boy a look, then returns to her instrument. Magosha watches and gives a slight head shake. The curly-haired boy leans forward and plays close to the brunette girl's ear. She elbows his trumpet. He puts a hand over his mouth. Magosha furrows her brow and looks at the brunette girl. Blood spills from the curly-haired boy's mouth into his hand. He stands and walks out of the performance room. The kids continue playing. A banner on the wall behind them reads, 60 years we live here, we work here, hooray. A heavyset white woman eyes Magosha. Later, in a taxi.
Kids covered in blood and my boss, she's just glaring at me. Have you gone completely mental?
He started it.
So you knocked his teeth out while we were playing?
That was unintentional.
Andre, seriously, this is amusing.
So what was I supposed to do?
I have no idea, Allah. How about nothing? Definitely not knock his teeth out.
It was just one tooth, you know?
Don't be such a smart aleck. You want the cost to get his tooth fixed to come out of your allowance?
Magosha eyes the driver, Andre.
That's what I thought.
Andre waves at someone. A scruffy white man opens the back door.
Oh, pardon me. I'm terribly sorry.
Robert?
Is this my taxi?
Yeah.
To the college?
Yes, yeah. It's a bit of an unusual situation. I have to take my family home, too. You don't mind, do you?
Okay. Hello?
Hello. And what if I want to do something else?
Like?
I don't know. Ping pong?
Ping pong, huh? Really? What a great idea.
Is that Yodzik? Hey, Yodzik.
Hi. You know what? I can't reach Goshka.
Yeah, my phone's just turned off. I had a concert. What's up? Tell me.
No, not much. It's just...
Obviously, there's something. Just say it.
Well, I just wanted to tell you my mom died.
Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry.
My condolences.
The funeral's the day after tomorrow, and I thought that...
Andre gives Magosha his phone.
Does Alona know? If you want, I can call her. No worries. Of course. You take care. See ya.
At home, Magosha video chats with a young white woman, Alona.
Hello.
Hi.
Good to see you.
Nice to see you.
The best Polish beer.
Cool. Have fun.
Is something wrong?
Yes, I need to speak to you. Go into another room.
So, what's up?
So, listen. Your grandma's passed away.
Alona blinks.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry, which one?
Kasia.
Oh, Jesus, wow. Don't scare me like that. I thought you meant your mom, not dad.
No way. You know how tough she is. Come on.
Mom.
It's true, though. You know it.
I mean, it's still terrible that she passed away. Mm. Poor dad.
Poor dad. Your voice sounds a little bit hoarse.
Mom, is something burning?
Magosha turns and opens the oven. Smoke drifts from it. She waves a towel. Later, Magosha attends Kaja's funeral. She wears black and carries a bouquet of flowers. She looks around, then spots Yodzik. He stands among a small group of people. He spots her.
Don't exaggerate. Oh, hey.
A projector screen reads, Kazimira Niedbalska lived 81 years, died on 5/13/23.
Hey. Thanks so much for coming.
How are you holding up?
I'll be okay. My mother. Who would have thought? Gone just like that.
A series of unsmiling photos of Kaja appear on the projector screen.
Did she ever smile?
Don't be ridiculous.
Yodzik eyes the screen.
When?
When Alona was born.
She was happy then, sure, but she didn't smile, I remember. I always wondered about her. I could never tell if she had a headache or something, or just didn't like me.
Magosha.
Yeah.
I have a favor to ask.
Oh?
A huge one.
Really?
Monica and I.
Magosha turns to look at a slim young brunette woman, Monica. Monica's parents, an older white woman and a white man with glasses, peer at Magosha.
We just got engaged.
Well, then, congratulations.
Thanks. So I have a request. Will you please divorce me?
Again? How?
Not again, just differently. Through the church.
Ah.
It's a simple form. Mm-hmm. I'll send it over, you just have to sign it, and it's as easy as
that. Sorry, listen. Roman and his family are here. Shall we take a picture?
Listen, Roman and his family are here, so
honey, stop
maybe
it.
We...
I was just saying that.
So?
Magosha, will you take our photo?
All right, we'll be right over.
Yes, yes,
yes.
Yes?
What do you say?
Come on, Mariana.
Yes, yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Right now, yeah?
Gosha,
yes,
can
yes.
I count on
mm-hmm.
you?
Right now. Mm-hmm.
So?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Yodzik leaves. The title appears over a religious painting of Jesus sitting on a rainbow, Divorce. In Andre's taxi.
Court for church? Sounds like another great tradition, like the Inquisition.
Nah, I think it's just a name. It's not like they're putting us on trial.
Why even agree to go, then? Don't we have enough problems?
It was at his mother's funeral. How exactly am I supposed to say no in that situation? Besides, the issue is moot anyway. The church wedding was his plan, I'm sure. His young bride is the reason.
Yeah, the issue is moot, huh? We'll see when you end up with all these churches to visit.
It's not even at a church. It's at the, Curia.
Mm-hmm.
Or something.
At the diocese bishops?
Yeah, that's where.
Mm-mm. You're screwed, then.
How so?
All I needed was a document to become a godmother, and they screened me as if I was applying for a loan.
But you got the note.
As if.
The passenger leans toward them.
I was able to get a fake certificate online for $200.
He gives Magosha a look. At home.
Hala! Are you going to eat with us?
No!
Andre sets two bottles on the table and watches Magosha fill out a form.
I didn't think there'd be so much paperwork. I think my grant application had less pages.
Did you get a response from them?
Yeah, 6 to 12 weeks, whatever that means. Maybe you'll get your divorce by then.
Don't even joke like that. How would you best describe your marital relations?
Relations?
They were just fine. How regularly were you performing? Oh my God, no. How often were we screwing?
You're joking.
How regularly were you performing your conjugal duties?
Next, they'll want to know if you had orgasms.
What should I put down? How many times a week, or what?
He shrugs. He turns to leave, then stops and watches her write something down. He raises his eyebrows. She looks at him.
What?
Nothing.
We were 20 years old.
I didn't say anything. Write what you want.
Should I put less? To make it look better?
He walks away.
Oh, come on. Don't act like you were any different. Fine. Maybe less.
At school band practice, the curly-haired boy's seat behind the brunette girl, Alla, sits empty.
There. Perfect. Excellent. All right, good job today, and tomorrow just be enthusiastic, okay?
Can we pick the next song? You promised you would let us.
All right. Perhaps that, one piece that...
Oh, I like that. You're already applauding, and I haven't even told you all the news. I was able to set up the next gig for your ensemble. The opening of a train station in Sorochitse.
Whoa.
The minister himself will be there. So it's important we do our best. It's a great opportunity. There's no doubt about it, guys.
To do what?
Alla.
Hey.
Okay, who is the comedian?
Excuse me.
Is this how you're going to act in front of the minister, too?
Hello?
Mrs. Margot Jatakubiak?
Yes?
I'm calling from the Warsaw Metropolitan Court.
Court?
I'm calling to see when I can schedule you to come in for questioning.
Wait, questioning about what?
It's in regards to your declaration of nullity of marriage.
I thought I wrote everything down on that form.
We still have a few questions. Please come at 3 p.m. tomorrow.
First instance. Someone writes with a pen. A bitten cap sits on the end. Magosha walks down a hallway at the Metropolitan Court. She passes a priest as she walks over to a door. She steps back and looks around.
Come in, please.
Good afternoon.
God bless.
Right, God bless. Sorry.
Mrs. Kubia?
Yes.
Water? Coffee?
Perhaps a coffee.
The young priest, a bearded white man, gets up from his desk and turns on a coffee machine. He smiles at a white woman wearing red lipstick at a nearby desk. She smiles back. He looks at Magosha in the reflection of a mirror. The other woman eyes her. The young priest gives Magosha the coffee.
Thank you.
She peers at the mug as he takes a seat again.
Now I'll ask some questions, and all you've got to worry about is answering them honestly, like in confession. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
This is Aniela, our notary public. She's here to make sure everything goes according to procedure. When were you and Mr. Yatset Nitpolsky joined in holy matrimony?
In the year 2000, so 23 years ago.
But now you're living with someone else?
My husband. With my second husband. We have a daughter together. I also have a daughter from my first marriage, which was, to Yatsik.
Please tell me, Mrs. Malgorzata, did you ever try reconciling? Why not renew the sacred bond that you made with Yatsik?
I can't renew it. Well, I got remarried already.
Not in our eyes.
The other woman, Aniela, stares.
Sometimes it happens that the spouses, with the help of the Holy Ghost, think things over and reconcile.
Think over what precisely?
God works in mysterious ways.
Wait a minute. Would it be all right to ask you a personal question?
Mm-hmm.
How old are you, sir?
It's father.
Yes, sorry, but really, how old are you, father?
Me? I'm 28.
Magosha nods.
May we continue?
Yes, of course.
In your questionnaire, you wrote that your marriage should be annulled because you entered into it on account of a surprise pregnancy?
It wasn't planned. Before the wedding.
And how old is she now, your daughter?
23. But she has a boyfriend, so...
The young priest looks down at her forms.
I think I have everything.
The witness?
We just need a witness's name and we can send this to the tribunal.
A wedding witness?
The court requires the questioning of a witness who will confirm your testimony. It could be anyone you knew back then. Your parents, a friend who went.
But, you know, I'm no longer in contact with those people anymore.
Well, for instance, Mr. Yatsik had named a Mr. Valdemar...
Mishtika?
You weren't aware? That's interesting.
When will he be in?
Unfortunately, I cannot divulge that, being a party's witness.
Later, outside.
The meeting's already over, so if you're still in the area, could you turn around and come get me? All right. Yeah, it was kind of crazy. No. Wait a second.
She watches a white man in a suit walk past her.
Listen, all right, I need to do something real quick. Let me call you back.
She follows the man in the suit. He pauses and looks back. She turns and pretends to look around. He continues around the corner of the building. Inside, Magosha listens at the young priest's door.
It was 2001, I believe. It was just after their wedding. We went camping, and we all stayed in tents, laughing, singing, s'mores by the fire. You get it, Father.
Yeah, a youth retreat.
Oh, and the weather was the worst. It rained cats and dogs, constantly. I remember hiding in her tents and falling asleep, listening to the rain. Peaceful, isn't it? And late at night, I hear someone outside my tent and the flap rustles. I still remember the sound it made perfectly. The zipper. It went zzzt. Magosha.
The young priest glances at Aniela. Outside the office, Yadzik approaches.
What are you doing here?
Me? How about you? Or better yet, why is Vladek here?
Vladek? We're doing business and he wanted to help.
What business?
Hold on a second. Hi there. Praise be Jesus Christ. On July 20th at 1 p.m. in room 203, to commemorate the bishop, Goshka, it's not nice to eavesdrop.
But we're not eavesdropping.
Aren't we?
Stop it.
Goshka, let's go.
Did you quit? I'm just waiting around.
Please.
Let go.
Valdek, there's something I gotta say, and she leans in. And at the time, well, I had a girlfriend too, just so that you know, Father. So she leans in, and I think that she wants to tell me something, and then yoink, grabs me by the back of the head and starts touching it. It was unbelievable, because, I mean, she was the wife of my friend.
Hey, what is he saying? Excuse me. What is this drivel you're pushing?
Magosha.
What are you doing here?
Shall I demonstrate for them? Yes, get in here.
Mrs. Kubiak, what are you doing?
Outrageous.
Come here.
Praise be Jesus Christ forever.
We were in the woods camping. Yatsik drank too much and he was snoring super loud, so I went for a walk because I couldn't sleep.
Goja.
And then it started raining. So to get out of the rain, I get into what I thought was our tent, and it's the wrong tent.
It was mine, obviously.
Because it was dark out. I was there by accident, not by choice. And as soon as I realized it, I returned to Yatsik, didn't I? Speak up.
Well, I mean, that was over 20 years ago. Who can remember?
So suddenly you can't remember? How about you? How'd it go down, Yatsik?
What's going on here, Father?
Please, everyone, please leave the premises immediately.
Sure.
Actually, you know what? I've given it some thought, Father. And you were right. Let's just forget my application. You're right. I think my feelings have rekindled.
Yes, and I think I should fight for this marriage, because Jacek, I think I still love you.
She kisses Jacek.
But you have a husband.
What husband? For my civil marriage?
Father, hang on. Wait, don't record what she said. No, don't take this down. Please, Father.
At a factory, a machine rotates plastic-wrapped objects. It also rotates three banners that read, "Stisho take care at retirement." Factory workers hoist a balding white man in a suit, Stisho, up and down in a chair. The heavy-set woman, Magosha's boss, looks back at the school band as she claps to the beat. Magosha conducts the band nearby. They all wear construction helmets. Magosha's boss frowns as she watches the kids perform. Later, at the school's music room for rehearsal.
Sit down. The best musical ideas come to us from two places, both from here and here. But when you played yesterday, it didn't come from your hearts or your heads. And why is that? I mean, we're performing for our minister soon. You don't want to bore him too, do you? Ala, will you please step forward?
Magosha spots the young priest from yesterday walking outside with another priest. She turns away.
Play this. And stop. Now, play the same thing, but with a smile.
With a smile? How?
Just smile while you're playing. Stop. Wrong. Inhale. Take a deep breath. Smile. And play.
Perhaps, Christina, maybe I should work out this kink with them.
Pay attention.
Magosha's boss, Christina, smiles while she plays a piano.
Simple, right? Practice that. Just practice. It'll get easier. Question.
Can't we play something a little more interesting?
Right. Something more upbeat?
Band is a team sport. You don't always get to do what you want.
I think we should play something more classical for the minister, though.
Yes, keep practicing. We've got...
The two priests enter the room.
Mrs. Małgorzata Kubiak?
Yes, that's me.
May we have a word?
In Magosha's office.
I'm Father Przemysław Nisborczak.
Mm-hmm.
From the tribunal. Mm-hmm. We wanted to inform you in person. The court deemed your petition unjustified.
Oh, yeah?
I'm afraid so. Ah, but our records indicate that you were open to withdrawing your petition.
Actually, I was just pulling his leg. Just ask Mr. Father. You were there. Will you... What's this?
Just a formality. To close the case, just sign at the bottom.
She reads through a document. The young priest reaches for a nearby fan with attached ribbons. The ribbons hit him.
I don't understand. If we lost the case, what's the point of us withdrawing? Am I missing something here? I don't get it.
Like Father Przemysław said, it's just a formality. You lost the case in the first instance court.
So am I right to think that if the next instance is able to push forward our application, then... we can have our divorce.
A declaration of nullity of marriage.
Right, that,
Not necessarily. It could turn out that it requires a ruling from the Roman Rota. Maybe even that of the tribunal of the Apostolic Signatura of the Vatican.
Which is both time-consuming and labor-intensive. For all of us. And, well, you've got your own life to worry about. It's much easier to pull your petition.
Wouldn't it be simpler to just give us a divorce?
A declaration of nullity.
Right, a declaration of nullity.
Małgorzata, we as an institution entered into an agreement with you, okay? We agreed to marry the two of you based on that agreement. Except now, you want us to pretend like there were no terms to that agreement, as if our agreement never took place, hence the need for a trial. Hence the meeting with the defender of the bond also.
Who now? What?
The defender is very important. They will familiarize themselves with your petition, and they'll try to argue that your position has no real merit, so...
They're there to defend that sacred bond of marriage.
You guys, what marriage? We haven't been together for over 20 years.
That's not what our records indicate.
I don't know what else to say.
So, you see, it's not an easy position we're in.
Oh, it isn't.
Everything will come to light, though.
What will come to light?
Well, for instance, your daughter was born out of wedlock and stopped attending religious classes.
Come again. Sorry, how's that relevant to this?
Pretty much everything is relevant.
She nods as she regards the second priest and purses her lips. She glances away, then stands.
I've heard quite enough. We'll see what the Vatican says. Take it to the Pope himself. And so you know, I told her to stop attending. Thank you very much.
She returns the document.
Great meeting.
At home.
Yeah, cool. Doesn't this look awesome?
Alla smiles.
We've done it.
Listen, I'm sick of this, but I'm home now, so I've got to go. Bye.
Check out what we prepared for dinner. Just her and me.
How come nobody told me you quit your religion classes?
Dad knew.
What?
I didn't think it was a big deal. Do you really want her attending anyway?
That's not the point.
Did something happen?
No, it's just that they knew and I didn't.
Who is they?
Two priests came and saw me at school today. And they acted like, well, like the mafia. Threatening what will come to light, you know? It's absurd.
Did you hear that Philip quit the band?
Huh?
Yeah, we're down to trumpet.
Well, thanks very much, since you're probably the reason he quit.
Hey.
It's not my fault he quit.
Oh, is that what you think?
He's been talking about it for 6 months.
And you're just telling me this?
Is it really that hard to understand that no one's feeling it?
Hey.
And now we're getting gigs that make no sense.
The verdict?
Andre feeds Alla the dinner. She chews, then nods, and holds up her hand.
That's what I'm talking about. So, shall we eat?
Magosha eyes Andre. At the Metropolitan Court, Magosha sits with her arms crossed next to Jadzik on a bench.
Let's not go into details, all right? It didn't work out. And that's okay.
Look, I don't want to cover for you, all right? I just don't. I'm done doing that.
Hi there. Sorry to keep you waiting.
Only half an hour?
In Anyela's office.
I'm Anyela Miukovska. Are you aware of the role that I play?
Yes, we've already met previously.
That makes you the defender. Well, sorry. The defendress of the bond, doesn't it?
Defender. And it's my job to attempt to mend your broken marriage. Although I suspect you're here just to get this rubber stamped.
If we can.
I've read your case files. You know, marriages like yours nearly always end in divorce.
That's right.
Sorry, like what?
Dysfunctional and pathological.
Jadzik and Magosha furrow their brows.
Sure, it wasn't perfect, but our marriage...
Dysfunctional and pathological?
It was...
Upon entering matrimony, you explained that you were already pregnant?
We got married because we loved each other.
Of course, Magosha.
Anyela smiles and writes something down. Jadzik and Magosha lean forward. They peer at her notes.
Thanks a lot. Your verdict gets sent to the diocese tribunal.
Excuse me, Miss Anyela. Please, isn't there anything that we can do to get you to give us that stamp today?
I'm afraid that doesn't exist.
At Andre's taxi.
Huh? Look what I managed to pick up.
Yes, you picked a winner.
Will you hold this?
She holds his umbrella.
So I guess things are all right?
Not even a little. Are you kidding? We saw this strange woman.
A woman? How come? I thought only priests were over there.
Well, she was a layperson, a defender of the bond of marriage.
What, ours?
Yeah, no, Andre, my bond with Jadzik.
So this was a meeting to get you back with your ex-husband?
Well, I guess that's right. And she called us pathological.
Us?
Not us, Jadzik and I. Darling, we didn't have a church wedding. To them, you don't exist.
So how'd it go?
Well, it could have gone better.
He regards her as she leaves.
For who?
At home, Magosha, Andre, and Alla prepare to play a board game called Defeat the Dragon.
Excuse me a second. Hold on a sec. I checked online and there are a few options. I don't want to suggest doing anything illegal, but the online forums say that greasing a palm or two might make things go quicker.
Kosha, I've already tried that.
All right, then we're gonna have to agree on a version of events.
Sure, of course. What's that?
Hold on a sec. Let me put you on speaker. We could tell them that you were impotent the entire time.
Impotent? And what, we bought our kit online?
I don't know. So far, that's my favorite option. Perhaps what you had was a mental illness you never told me about.
And I'm not in treatment? And they'll still remarry me? Seriously, Goska?
You're right. So, okay, then. Ah, here we go. You're an alcoholic.
So why is it all these options put me at fault?
Because this whole thing was your idea. Hold on just a second. Suppose you were drunk when you said your wedding vows. Well, then you could have forgotten the wedding even happened. Honestly, that's a good plan.
Goshka, can't we talk to them like normal people would?
Are you serious?
Yeah, let's just sit down with them and talk like adults.
All right.
Second instance. Someone writes with a silver pen. At the court, Yodzik and Magosha wait beneath a painting of a bearded white man with a clenched fist holding a book. A halo encircles his head. Yodzik grabs a plastic cup next to a water dispenser.
Please come in.
She gathers her things.
Damn.
He leaves his water and joins her in a meeting room.
Praise be the Lord.
Forever and ever. Amen.
Excuse me. Where is Father Premyslav?
Not here. He was transferred. All right, let's get to the point then, Yodzik.
Of course, Father.
Tell me, why should we deem your sacrament to be null and void?
Our sacrament should be deemed null and void, sir. As an actuality, we were divorced years ago.
An old priest nods.
And? Malgosia has a new husband now. And I, well, have a new fiancé.
Okay, and?
And? Malgosia has a new husband.
Well, I wouldn't say he's new. We've been together for 17 years.
Let me rephrase. Why do you want to be remarried with a church wedding?
Magosha turns to Yodzik. Yodzik hesitates.
Well, to be totally honest with you, I've grown up. I've changed. I'm more mature now.
Why not just marry with your registrar? Why bring the church into it again?
Why the unkind tone, Father?
The old priest tilts his head.
It's not even about me. It's about... I apologize for the personal note, but Monica's grandma is 94 years old. Pelagia, I mentioned her, the short one. And, well, she's been dreaming of seeing her granddaughter's white wedding like any grandma would. Unfortunately, her health is, you know, on the decline, and we're not sure if she'll...
Magosha puts her hand on Yodzik's back and rubs it. Two portraits of stern-looking men glare at them from across the room. The old priest eyes them.
She donates weekly at Mass. And hopes the wedding happens soon.
The old priest picks up a piece of paper. Magosha glances at Yodzik, who furrows his brow.
Surprised by an unexpected pregnancy. I don't know what that means. How can any pregnancy be a surprise?
The Virgin Mary?
The young priest turns. The old priest straightens slightly. Yodzik gives his ex-wife a look. She shrugs. The young priest holds back a smile.
Father Marianne doubts the strength of your arguments.
Magosha nods and looks down. She shifts her gaze to Yodzik. Yodzik parts his lips and regards the two priests.
I was drunk.
The priests turn.
I didn't want to say it earlier. But I was totally wasted, boozing the whole day. Well, at the altar, you know. I mean, during Mass, during the service.
Well, that's a shocking twist, huh? Did you just come up with that?
No, Why would I do that, Father? I was just ashamed to admit it.
And how drunk were you?
How drunk was I?
Were you able to stand?
Yeah, sure. I could.
So you were just tipsy?
No, more than that. I was more
than tipsy. Oh, that's right. I remember this.
You know, there was a smell.
Yes, there was the smell of alcohol, yeah. Honestly, I thought it was from the priest.
Goshka, come on.
Well, I'm sorry, but... Oh, and the wedding ring. He went for the wrong finger.
I did. The priest was helping me tremendously. He helped me put the ring on. I mean, he helped me do it.
Well, he put it on the right
finger
and...
That's right, he fixed my mistake.
At the time, I thought it was nerves. And actually... You know what, Jacek? I just can't believe you. You're such a pig. And a drunk. Drunk pig, yep.
Gosha.
She slaps Jacek. The priests blink. Jacek stares, wide-eyed. The old priest, Father Marion, closes the curtains in the room. Jacek and Magosha share a quick look as the room plunges into darkness.
We'll just check to be sure.
In the waiting area.
In the face, really?
He's got our wedding video. I mean, where did they get that?
What do you mean, where did they get it?
Huh?
I gave it to them. They asked for any case-related things that could help. So I gave them a copy.
You had it all this time, really?
It's a keepsake.
She gives him a look.
I didn't know about Grandma Pelagia.
She nods slowly.
HDMI.
The young priest walks past.
We're totally screwed.
Dear newlyweds, you had just heard
look, there's Father Czesław.
Which has reminded you of the dignity of human love and marriage. And so in the presence of the church, I ask you to state your intentions. Malgorzata and Jacek, have you come here freely and without reservation to give yourselves to each other in marriage?
There, I staggered.
Yes, yeah, clearly.
Well, I didn't see it.
In good times and in bad, till death do you part.
I'm sort of wobbling to the left and the right.
Yeah.
It's clear as day.
Oh, and that goofy smile? Vodka-induced.
Oh, there it is again.
Can we skip ahead to the blessing of the rings? A little further.
Jacek and Magosha share a look.
Go on, 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 go on. Okay, there.
Let us rise for the hymn.
Louder, please.
Accept these rings as a sign of the marital bond you have contracted.
Magosha, take this ring as a symbol of my love and fidelity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
In the video, someone steps in front of the camera.
Jacek, take this ring as a sign of my love and fidelity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son,
what's
and
next?
Of the Holy Spirit.
Next? I believe it's the wedding party.
Turn it off.
Magosha presses her palms together and looks upwards. Father Marion opens the curtains. Sunlight shines behind the priest as he turns.
Listen, my children. I don't see any kind of proof here that would validate your argument.
Say again? So what are we going to do now?
Nothing. Go with God.
Jacek holds his hands out. Later, Jacek and Magosha leave the meeting room.
Excuse me.
The young priest comes over to them.
Can I offer you a suggestion? You may want help handling this.
He offers a business card.
A lawyer?
Mm-hmm. Who understands the intricacies of our system? It's worth considering.
So it's not over yet?
Just be sure to mention you were sent by Father Tomasz.
The young priest, Father Tomasz, leaves. In a lawyer's office.
Can I offer either of you something to drink?
Yes, please.
No, thank you. We're all right.
Okay.
You must have a dachshund? Dachshund lover, eh?
That's not what that is.
Jacek eyes a dog paperweight.
So, you're in the process of...
A church divorce.
declaring the nullification of your marriage.
Yes.
Right.
And are you interested in a one-time consultation or to be represented through the whole trial?
Magosha shrugs.
How about we start with a consultation and see how it goes? Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Please help us. What do we need to have to get a divorce? A nullification of marital relations.
Nullity of marital sacrament.
A good reason.
Well, we do have a good reason.
It doesn't seem to matter.
Yeah, really.
But I'm sure you know some clever loopholes and tricks that could make this whole process quicker and easier.
Let's be very clear.
The lawyer takes off his glasses and leans back in his chair.
I am very religious. And I'm certainly not here to help you cheat the church.
But you are a lawyer, are you not?
An advocate of canon law.
Of what now? Whose laws?
Everything I present has to be done in accordance with canon law.
She looks to the side. A pair of etchings animate. Jesus being nailed to the cross. A man being burned on a pyre.
Right, of course.
The trial only works here if your statements are honest.
Well, if that were truly the case, we wouldn't need a lawyer.
Yes, that's just it. I've already read your case file. Can I please ask a few questions?
Yes.
Are you an alcoholic?
Yes.
No, you were.
Jadzik dips his head toward her.
I drink way less than I used to because it used to be much more.
And how drunk were you at the wedding?
I mean, what's the definition of drunk? Let's start with that. Because the term is very fluid. I don't know when a person starts, you know, being drunk.
Let me rephrase. Is there any proof that you know of that you were drunk?
No.
Our word isn't enough?
You have to understand. It's too easy to get a divorce now. If any sacrament could be made null and void, as easy as that, then what worth would any of them have? Why would we even need the church?
That's a great question.
Let me advise you on something.
That's why we're here.
I would get someone to corroborate your story, although they have to speak the truth.
Uh-huh. And that will help us?
It will at least lend credibility to your line of defense, because so far I wouldn't nullify anything.
Magosha turns to Jadzik. Jadzik eyes the lawyer and points.
A witness.
Mm-hmm.
Good thinking. Thank you so much for your advice.
That'll be 950 zlotys.
How much?
The lawyer looks down.
Oh, Father Tomasz sent us.
Oh. Give him my best regards, will you?
Their faces fall. At night, at Magosha's.
So what, do you bet Father Tomek is getting a nice cut from the lawyer?
Oh, I'm sure.
She drinks wine.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. 36 minutes in, do you see?
Hang on.
She sits at her computer and watches their wedding video. Someone DJs.
And?
Isn't that a friend of yours?
Mine? No. Has to be your friend.
Never seen him before. Is he one of your cousins?
Oh, you're right. That one is. Yeah. Yeah, but we agreed not to involve any family.
Okay. How about this guy?
This guy?
A man pretends to be a bull as he dances.
I know who that is. The guy who smashed his head on the curb and had to call an ambulance?
Jesus, that is him. Yeah, that's my college buddy, Piotrek.
The man, Piotrek, covers his face.
Give him a call.
But he won't remember a thing. He was drinking before we even got to the church.
Finally, some luck.
You're right. He'll tell the truth because he'll remember nothing.
Piotrek. He's perfect, I think. Perfect, isn't it? We've got our man. Here's to our success.
She takes a sip of her wine. In the video, Magosha kisses Jadzik. A pink light glows over the guests as they drink and chatter. Unsmiling, Kaja holds a shot glass. Magosha and Jadzik slow dance together. She rests her face against his shoulder. Magosha smiles as she watches the video. Candlelight glows softly against her face as she leans her head against her hand. Andre walks up behind her. In the video, Magosha's hand grips the back of Yodzik's vest while they dance. Andre looks down. He reaches for a light switch. Magosha startles.
Hey.
You startled me. Are you hungry? Want me to order us some food?
No, we ate after practice.
She nods, then gestures to her laptop.
We're looking for a witness from the wedding to... never mind.
Can you drop Ala off tomorrow at 11?
Okay. Wait, no. I can't. I've got this meeting with Yatsik tomorrow.
Okay.
He goes back inside. Magosha closes her eyes, then tilts her head. She looks off. The next day, she drives with Yodzik down a country road. She looks out the window while Yodzik drives.
His Facebook made it look like he's living in his grandparents' house. I think I went there once for some party. You were there.
No.
That wasn't you? Never mind. Either way, Piotrek will be there. All will be good.
We'll see, I guess.
They approach Piotrek.
There he is.
Misha, Kasha!
Long time no see. Hi, Piotrek. What's up, man? Look at you. You lost weight.
Hello there.
Gosha? Yatsik. Dude, you're at our wedding back in 2000.
Oh.
Right?
Remember?
Don't pretend that like you've forgotten us.
Kind of. Driving around, and I was like, didn't Piotrek used to live around here? And I was right. So we thought we'd drop in to see you.
Yeah.
Well, hi. Friendship never dies, right?
Yeah.
You got to admit, Piotrek, things have gone to the dogs, huh?
Oh, no, I don't drink anymore.
Oh, don't give me that.
12 years clean.
Not even a shot?
Listen, Yatsik and...
Gushka.
Gushka, if you guys need your washer fixed, I'll give you guys a great deal.
Piotrek, we don't need that. We need a divorce. That's why I'm here, because I need your help.
Help with what?
We need your help in court.
What? In court?
Hey, relax. All you'd have to do is be honest.
Honest about what?
Well, what do you remember from our wedding?
Well, give it a shot.
Not much.
I'll refresh your memory. Do you remember what you were offering people in front of the church, the homemade stuff?
Anisette, right?
Anisette.
Yeah,
I thought it was Aronia liquor.
No.
Anisette. God, just hearing that word gives me the shakes.
Piotrek dances.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Do you know my late father used to moonshine it?
He passed?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, thanks. I thought I was the only one who drank it.
Yeah.
The leader.
No.
Yeah, yes. He drank
way
you.
Too much. No, we all had too much. You, me, and your dad.
Seriously.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Those are the days.
So why do you ask?
Well, Piotrek, you just have to repeat all that. In court.
Repeat what?
Just that he was heavily intoxicated at the wedding.
Just a sec. What kind of court is it?
Just a regular church court. I guess like any other.
Hang on.
What?
Seriously? I'm not doing it.
Piotrek!
Church court?
Piotrek, my mom passed away.
What do I care? You want me to lie to the church? I'm fucking reformed now. Do some of us sacraments still mean something?
It's nothing like that, I promise you.
Then what?
Just be honest. Just the truth, that's all we're asking. We need you. That would really mean a lot.
Goodbye. Find yourself some other sucker.
Hey.
2000.
Yodzik eyes Magosha.
Oh, please.
3.
They turn to a nearby woman. Later.
Yes. Well, the potatoes are great next time.
They should make a TV show about you all.
I didn't cook enough this time.
It was great catching up.
Yes, this Talk is sooner, about...
Definitely.
Yeah, right. It's great. Thank you.
That's a nice model.
Bye, girls.
Right? An oldie but a goodie.
See
How many miles
Take
you got
care.
On
Thanks again
Only
for the hospitality.
Oh, nice.
Gosh, what a good beautiful.
Well, bye-bye.
In the car, Magosha lets her hand float in the air as Yodzik drives with the top down.
What was that about people never changing?
Well, it's true.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
And Piotrus?
Well, he's an exception.
She sits with her head tilted back.
Relax, it gets checked weekly. Hold on. We're good.
Smoke drifts from the car.
You'd better pull over.
No, I want to drive it like
this. It's probably just the radiator. Pull over.
Okay, fine.
They both get out of the parked car.
I'll call Andre. He'll come help.
I can manage. Andre.
He opens the hood.
Damn!
He waves away smoke, then fumbles with a small fire extinguisher. He sprays it.
You piece of shit!
He sprays another strong stream of the foamy contents under the hood.
Yeah.
Foam covers Magosha's shirt and hair. Later, she wears his button-up.
So, radio?
No, don't. The battery will drain.
Then it won't drive?
Not even a little bit. We'll be stuck here forever.
Okay, then I won't turn it on.
I remember now.
What?
Another time we drained the battery. If only the car's movements could have recharged the battery. The car was bouncing like it was in a rap video.
Oh, come on, please. We were simply young and foolish, and we wanted to do it anytime, anywhere.
That's just it, though. We were horny 24/7 when we were young. That's beautiful.
Yeah, I guess it was beautiful.
You guess?
But you get older and you'd rather do it where there's more comfort.
For instance, Monica and I, we're always doing it in the car.
Seriously?
Yeah, what? Goshka, tell me, why would I lie about that, please?
It's just, I don't get why you would tell me in the first place.
Because we were just talking about
it. All right, and?
What?
It doesn't hurt your back?
Well, no.
Exactly, so...
Exactly, yeah.
What now?
Nothing. I guess some things take years to understand.
Like what things?
Like the reason we ended things.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It didn't take years. I knew from the very start that you were immature and entirely self-centered. Irresponsible,
exactly.
Constantly
yes,
disappearing.
Yes, yes. Exactly, that's why.
That's how it was.
Uh-huh, right, of course.
Why did we split up then?
Just tell me, who in their right mind expects a 20-year-old kid to grow up overnight? Who?
Maybe the 20-year-old girl having his child?
I didn't want kids.
I didn't want kids either. And we had one. We have one. And when you do have children, you have to grow up just a little. However, you wouldn't, so I had to, and I was also only 20.
It wasn't that bad, Gosha.
Actually, it was, Yatsik. You remember, don't you?
Her eyes move over his face. He looks off.
I only remember the best parts of it, Gosha. And I'm not that guy anymore. This is what it's like trying to talk to you.
Like what? That's not what this is about. No, really. Yatsik, I'm glad you've finally grown up. I'm rooting for you. Don't you get that it's about time?
She lowers her hand from Yadzik's face and turns to see Andre at the window. Yodzik gets out of the car. Magosha shifts as Andre walks away.
If I had to guess, it's your cylinder head.
Just what I thought. The worst, right?
Actually, it's an easy fix, but you flooded it, so you're stuck here. I'll give you a ride. You'll have to get it towed, though.
That was the plan.
Andre takes off his sweatshirt. Magosha removes Yadzik's shirt to reveal her white bra. Yodzik watches while she puts on Andre's sweatshirt instead. Andre spots Yodzik and throws his shirt back to him. Andre and Magosha get into the front seat of Andre's taxi. Yodzik gets into the back seat. Later, Magosha gazes at Andre as he drives.
Ilona's coming next Saturday.
Oh?
Yeah. She wants us all to meet her new boyfriend, Tomek. It must be serious.
We're having a party then, eh?
Yodzik nods. She turns and looks at Andre. He glances back at her, then returns his gaze to the road. At the Metropolitan Court, Piotrek sits in the meeting room and gives his witness testimony to Father Marion and Father Tomasz. Elsewhere, Alona and her boyfriend, Tomek, a brown-haired white man, sit on a bus. In band rehearsal.
Mom, listen, I'd like to quit.
Quit what?
The orchestra.
7 years of work wasted, but cool, for ping pong?
Mom, a gig at a train station? Seriously?
Not just at a train station, it's the opening of a train station. It's different.
Don't you know it's been there for 40 years? They closed it 2 years ago, and they're only reopening it because of the elections or something.
Magosha watches another band student hug Ala. At home, Andre tosses a ping pong into the air. An egg yolk drops into a pile of flour. He needs dough. Later, Ala watches as he takes a cooked loaf out of the oven. Elsewhere, Magosha hugs Alona with a grin. She shakes Tomek's hand. At home, Andre opens a letter that reads, "Grant rejection." At night, Jadzik and Monica sit at an outdoor table with Magosha, Andre, Ala, Alona, and Tomek for dinner at a restaurant. Magosha pops food into her mouth. Jadzik claps. Andre and Magosha laugh. Alona covers her face as Tomek talks. Andre fills Alona's wine glass.
Hey, don't you think it's kind of interesting that something so ordinary as nudity is normal in one country in Europe, but it's taboo in another?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's also their religion. Yeah. You know, all that stuff is hard to argue, right?
Mm. Speaking of which, Mom told me you guys are divorcing again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how's it going this time?
It's going.
Yep. Yeah, it's going.
It's going, yeah. It's sort of going. We're at the second instance. We filed an appeal, and now we're waiting for a decision from someone at the Vatican.
The Vatican? Mm-hmm. Wait, so now the Pope's gonna weigh in?
Uh-huh. That'd be funny, right?
I guess you could say that, sort of.
We'll see.
Honestly, we don't know how it'll turn out. That's the truth.
What are you talking about? I mean, you don't know how it'll turn out? How else could it turn out?
Well, I don't mean we don't. I mean, we do know how it'll turn out. We're just not sure when, so.
I don't get it. Yeah. When? You know that, that Dad already booked everything for September. I mean, I told my family not to go anywhere around then, Jacek.
Monica, I'm just saying we're not sure when.
I seriously don't believe.
However.
Listen, obviously, we're doing everything that we can.
Right.
We really are.
And if it goes on till September?
Please stop.
I gotta say, it's pretty unorthodox in Poland to see, well, such a blended family sitting calmly at a table together.
Look how much alcohol we had to drink.
Your first and second daughters, father, and mother.
Hey there. Don't forget the random guy who's been responsibly raising Alona since she was 7 years old.
Andre air kisses at Alona.
Oh, so I guess I'm the irresponsible one then.
Well, your words, not mine.
Bro, I taught her how to ride a bike.
Yeah?
He did, and I still got a scar as proof.
Okay, but you can ride it now.
Okay, guys, can we just...
Well, don't make me drink alone, guys. Let's toast to being happy and partially responsible.
Alona and Ala touch glasses while Jadzik drinks. The waitress approaches with their bill.
You want to go home?
Listen.
If you want to go home,
let's
go
head
home. Okay.
Straight home.
Oh, yeah, here, I'll get
said
it.
That. Oh, actually, can we split it?
Nope, tonight's my treat. Please round it up, okay?
I'm gonna hit the ladies' room. I'll come with.
Inside, Monica and Magosha wait in line in the bathroom. Monica watches Magosha briefly.
By the way, thanks. For giving us the divorce. Well, it's just, I feel like a lot of exes would object out of spite.
Yeah, probably.
Right?
Yeah, you're right, but we've been divorced almost 20 years. I mean, I think it would be different if only 2 years had gone by.
Yeah, well, I'm sure the whole white wedding thing might seem, like, silly and all. I guess we all have a dream.
We sure do.
And I get to have mine come true because of you, Gosha.
Well, if I was a good friend, I'd tell you to run.
From Jacek?
That's right, Jacek.
He has no clue what he's getting himself into.
I'd really like to hear that.
Outside.
So cool.
This is our cab.
Awesome.
We got this one.
See ya.
Bye.
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 Where's ours?
Hey, don't shower up.
Yeah, we need one.
I want you dirty tonight. Say, guys, Monica's got to work tonight, but we don't do it.
Should we do some bar hopping then?
Hopping, skipping, whatever, as long as we have fun. Get to know your future pops, right? All right, come on, let's do this.
Andre opens a cab door for Magosha. She hesitates.
Gosha?
Why don't I stay for a little? What do you say? A bit longer, honey?
I want to stay out too, Dad.
Get in the cab, okay? Right now, you have school.
I don't have school.
Bye.
Bye.
Alla gets in the cab.
Bye.
Bye. See ya.
Okay, where to now?
The cab leaves with Alla and Andre.
There.
They make their way toward a crowded bar. Jacek peers through the front window. They go inside.
Guys, I'm not really sure.
It's cool.
This place is fine. It's a great place.
Seriously, here?
There we go.
Okay, where should we sit?
I don't know how it is where you live, but here.
Well,
to the bar, right? Let's go to the bar.
You let the person exiting go first.
I see you're on a diet, Dad.
Monica gets pissed when I eat red meat.
There goes your diet.
You know me.
Excuse me, where is my drink?
Oh, we'll go grab him. Let's go. Come on.
Hold on. Wait a second.
Hey, Gosha. What are you doing? You try to save me a bite.
I gotta.
Magosha takes a bite of Jacek's burger.
So how long do you give them? Your dad? Monica can handle it. I talked with Alla. Apparently, stuff's been kind of rough at home. She's just being dramatic. You know, life and relationships can be difficult. And Alla adds to that difficulty. Well, maybe she wouldn't if you would try to cut her a little slack every now and then. I do, all the time. If she wants to quit music class, she can go right ahead. It's her decision. Yeah, but it's obvious you're totally upset about it.
Aw.
And she is at a really tough age. Yeah, I'm aware. I live with her, so yes, that's very apparent. You did none of that. Well, yeah, I did everything you wanted me to. Exactly right. You know what, in hindsight, that might have not been the healthiest solution. Don't say that. Hey, I'm just playing. Show a little amazingly great mother. I mean it.
So you left? I'll talk to Andre. You need some more
darling in your life, I think.
What happened with the drinks?
We got little ones. Is a drink, you know.
Yep, straight vodka.
Cheers, you guys.
Seriously? All right. Mom.
To your health.
They take shots. Jacek points upwards.
Oh!
They sing along with the music. Lyrics, this piece of floor is mine, so don't tell me what to do.
Remember this one?
They dance. Magosha dances with her eyes closed and her arms in the air. Jacek moves to the beat. Ilona dances with Tomek. She moves her head back and forth. Magosha jumps. Magosha and Jacek shake their heads rapidly and hop. In the morning, Magosha walks with Jacek.
Well, I just...
You just
haven't
what?
Gone out like this in forever. Would you cut that out? Stop smiling.
That's pretty sad. Gosha.
Got kids and everything, Jacek.
Life is too short. You gotta live it to the fullest.
I'm aware.
Oh?
What are you proposing?
What are you proposing?
He nears her.
What are you doing to
me?
Where are you going?
What?
Dear, if I took you into that back alley.
Yeah?
We wouldn't even have to confess it.
Confess what?
It's not a sin with your spouse.
She rests her forehead against his.
You're just the same as always.
She eyes him, then pushes him away gently. At home, she goes downstairs.
Morning.
Hey.
Alla sits at a dining room table with Andre. Magosha goes to the sink. She gets herself a glass of water and stands while she drinks deeply from it. Andre drinks from his mug, then puts it down and shifts his gaze. Magosha joins them at the table. Alla picks up her plate and leaves as her mother sits down.
Thank you, Braps.
Magosha picks a berry from a bowl.
Wait a sec. What's up?
Nothing.
Want to talk?
Actually, I'm booked for a ride.
Don't you think it's important?
Well, so is the ride.
5 minutes? You don't have 5 minutes?
Are you busy later or something? Stuff with Jacek?
Andre.
Magosha looks at Alla. At band rehearsal.
Yulka and Gabrisha are feeling sick, and Bruno's got food poisoning.
Yeah, and I think Jacek's, maybe out of town, too. Marek's with his grandparents this week.
All right. Let's tune up, guys.
We're still practicing?
Yes, we are, okay. A flat.
Just a second. Do you have a moment?
Magosha walks back to join Christina.
What's going on here? Look at the state of them. Some of the kids are out sick. What can I do about it?
They're fine all year, and all of a sudden they're all sick? All of this started with your daughter. So I got a call about the opening for that train station, and they're asking if they should hire an army band since we shrunk.
How do they even know that we shrunk?
That's beside the point.
Well, anyway, I heard that the station's been running for years.
So what does that matter? It's closing for the opening, so I need you to get this sorted, or I'll have to find someone who will.
Christina leaves. At home, photos of Alla at different ages hang on the fridge along with drawings and other objects. Magosha puts her bag down. She walks over to the stove, then grabs a nearby mug from the sink and checks the inside. She fills it with coffee from a small silver pot on the stove. She takes a sip and pushes up her sleeve, then looks up as Alla enters and grabs a clean cup.
Oh, hey, I didn't realize you were home.
Does it make a difference?
Magosha rolls her eyes.
Alla, can I say something?
Do whatever you want.
Please just listen to me for a second. I just want you to know that I'm going to respect whatever decision you make. All I'm asking is that you sit down and think it over calmly one more time. Don't make your choice out of spite. I mean, don't make it about me or that awful factory gig. Think about yourself and no one else. I just hate for you to have regrets later on. That you quit clarinet after 7 years of hard work. Because you and I were having, you know, a rough moment. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
You know that Dad didn't receive the grant?
No.
Yeah, he got a refusal letter. I don't think he wanted you to know. You know, I think that Dad really needs you right now.
Magosha drinks her coffee. Third instance. Someone makes notes on a document with an engraved fountain pen. Jacek and Magosha walk into an ornate meeting room with Father Marian, Father Tomasz, and a mustached priest.
God bless.
God bless.
Father Marian gestures.
Bless you.
Jacek and Magosha sit in two chairs. A TV sits off to the side with a camera.
We're connected. We'll begin soon.
Connected to what?
We'll be conferencing with Father Giuseppe in the Vatican.
Magosha turns to Jacek. He raises his eyebrows. She looks down.
Look, look, look.
An older white man, Father Giuseppe, appears on the TV screen and sits. Magosha and Jacek nod to him.
Please bring in the witness.
Witness?
She furrows her brow and frowns. Father Tomasz opens a door off to the side. An old white man with a cane steps into the room with small, slow steps. He wears his glasses low on his nose.
Czesław.
The old man, Father Czesław, hangs his cane on the back of a chair. He slowly moves to sit in it. Magosha and Jadzik stare at the slow old man.
Thank you for coming from such a distant corner of our country. Firstly, do you recognize these two people, Father?
God bless.
Of course I do.
When did you meet them?
May 31st, 2000, when I united them in holy matrimony at St. Florian's Church.
Was there anything you found suspicious that day? Anything that might give reason to invalidate the sacrament?
No.
Were you not under the impression that one of the newlyweds, during the ceremony, was visibly under the influence of alcohol? I mean, did you detect a smell? Such a condition would in fact qualify as grounds for challenging the marriage.
Absolutely not.
I see. Very well. And finally, Father Czesław, both spouses suggest that Mr. Jacek was initially intending to place the wedding ring of Miss Małgorzata on the wrong finger. However, at that point, you intervened and directed the groom to the correct finger. Is that true?
No, it is not. Not in the slightest. I watched as the groom immediately placed the bride's wedding ring on the correct finger.
Thank you, Father. I have no further questions.
Jadzik sits with his head bowed. Father Czesław slowly pushes himself to his feet. Magosha looks off with a creased brow.
Actually, I've got a question.
Excuse me?
Yes, I've got one question to ask Father Czesław. I think I'm allowed, you know, as a party in these proceedings.
Father Marian turns to the TV. Father Giuseppe nods.
Please.
Let's see, September 21st in 2001. Yeah, 2001. Remember that day, Father?
Please, if you'd refresh my memory.
Well, that's when our daughter, Ilona, was baptized.
Oh, of course.
And, there was this moment when I had put Ilona, you know, in your arms, and she was crying, and...
Yes, well, it was a few moments before she calmed down after the rites, but, well, you know, it's not unusual. Mm-hmm. I don't understand what your point is.
It's that we actually baptized Ilona in Bogoshta, in Jacek's family parish. So you're lying, Father. You're lying through your teeth. I challenge this witness's credibility, and we demand that you retract his entire testimony.
Magosha shakes her head. On the TV screen, Father Giuseppe sits with his eyes closed and his fingers together.
We'll have to ask for a bit of extra time in order to deliberate on our next steps. I propose we postpone the hearing.
No! You're not going to postpone a thing. Sorry, but I've had enough. You're not postponing anything. I refuse to wait any longer for this. Look, the truth is I wasn't drunk. I was only 20 years old. I was foolish and young. And the church and my folks ordered us to walk down the aisle, marry each other, and swear vows eternally to each other. That's sickening. Let's be honest. If I was drunk, I'd have sobered up and left the next day. Instead, it took me 7 years to know I had to leave her. Yes, 7 years to realize that this wonderful woman needed someone else. Who would be able to take care of her and who would treat her properly and be there? Because I never was. And for that, I'm very sorry.
Magosha's eyes shine. She licks her lips.
We were 20 years old. 20 years old. I was immature. Is that different now? I don't know. But I want a wedding in the church with the woman I love. And what do you want to do? What do you want? You want to have us hanged? I'm over lying to win this thing, you understand?
Jadzik rests his hands against the desk and eyes Father Marian. Jadzik nods.
I'm sorry I lost my temper.
Jadzik returns to his chair next to Magosha. She blinks and regards him as he keeps his eyes trained forward. At the desk, Father Tomasz looks at Father Marion. The older man taps his hand against his chair arm.
Very well, I think that's enough for today. We've learned all that we need to do.
Please await the final verdict. It'll come by mail.
All right.
Father Marion turns to the TV.
Unless Father Giuseppe has any other questions he'd like to ask.
On the TV, Father Giuseppe's video feed pixelates. He holds a hand to his headphones.
Scusate, la trasmissione si è sospesa. Mi sono perso qualcosa?
Excuse me, the connection froze. Did I miss something?
Jadzik nods. Magosha smirks, then shakes her head. Outside.
This whole thing's absolutely absurd.
I gotta run. I'm late for this thing.
Ugh, fucking hell. You need a ride?
No, at this point it'll be faster to walk.
But...
Okay. See ya.
Hold on a sec, Goshka. Hang on.
What?
Thanks, all right? Seriously, thank you.
Don't thank me just yet. We don't know what the verdict
is. I know, but
is,
thank
so...
you for being here with me so we could go through this thing together. And I'm really grateful for everything.
You're welcome. And I'm grateful to you, too.
Her blue eyes move over his face.
I think it was, worth it to be reminded why we fell in love.
She walks away. Jadzik lingers and parts his lips.
Hey, best of luck at the concert!
She holds up her hand and continues away. He watches her go. Elsewhere, Magosha gets onto a bus filled with band students.
Ma'am, aren't you running late?
Yes, I'm terribly sorry, but we can head out. Thank you all. Such a warm welcome. Yeah, guess I deserve it, don't I?
She grins as she spots the curly-haired trumpet player, Philip. Her expression softens. Alla sits on the bus. She moves over to a window seat to make room for her mom. Magosha takes the seat beside her. The bus leaves. Alla looks at her mom. They share a warm look. The bus drives down a small road past a row of houses. Magosha furrows her brow. She approaches the driver, a white man with a bushy white beard.
Is this the right direction?
According to the GPS, it is.
Couldn't we have taken the highway?
I'm following the directions.
How far is it?
About a kilometer and a half.
Ah.
And it's 12 minutes.
For 1 kilometer? Could you maybe just kind of step on it a little?
Ma'am, if I try to step on it on this road...
The driver grabs the steering wheel. They stop.
Wow.
What happened?
Let's go find out.
Outside, the driver eyes a wheel.
See that? Now we've got a flat.
Now what?
I'll call roadside assistance.
And how long will that take?
It'll definitely take more than 12 minutes.
The students gather as well.
Okay, listen up. Everyone grab your instruments. We're walking.
We all know the importance of the railroad. I'm certain that this investment, which was able to be completed thanks to the ministry's funds, will contribute to the further development of this municipality, as well as the province and the whole region in its entirety.
Christina makes a phone call.
Listen, where the hell are you guys? They're going to have a priest give a blessing, then you're next. I need you to call me now.
On a country road.
Are we even going the right way?
Well, fingers crossed. Move aside for that tractor, guys. Move over.
Magosha steps in front of the oncoming tractor. She jogs over to the driver.
Hello, sir. Can you please tell us where the train station opening's going on?
An opening? I don't know about that. There's a train station there, but it's open already.
Is it far?
Roughly 2 kilometers.
She licks her lips and looks off. At the train station, Christina holds her phone to her ear.
Thank you kindly, Minister. We would now like to ask the bishop
if he would ceremoniously bless the railroad tracks so we can ensure they will serve all the residents and the guests who may come visit the city of Sorochitsa.
A white-haired white man, the bishop, shakes holy water into the air from the end of a small broom. Elsewhere, Magosha and the students ride in a trailer on the back of the tractor. She catches Ala's eyes and nods. Ala gives her a thumbs up back. Magosha parts her lips.
Okay, kids. Here's what's up.
Ladies and gentlemen, the formalities are over and it's time for the musical performance.
At the train station, Christina shakes her head at the announcer.
Or it looks like we might have a change of plans here. With that, let's move on to the formal ribbon cutting.
The bishop turns and shields his eyes from the sunlight. A gray-haired white man in a suit watches as the tractor pulls up with the band in tow. He raises his eyebrows and looks at the announcer next to him. Magosha runs around to the front of the trailer. She bows her head to the audience, then turns to face the students. She lifts her hands. Christine appears at the gray-haired man and the announcer. They both tap their feet to the beat. Magosha mouths along with random words to the song. Ala plays a clarinet solo. Philip plays a solo. Nearby, Andre gets out of his taxi. Magosha spots him as she conducts. He stands by the taxi and watches. She grins and turns back to the kids. The students congratulate each other. The gray-haired man kisses Magosha's hand.
Thank you.
Someone cuts a ribbon. Later, Ala goes to get into the taxi.
Ala. Do you think you could, ride back with the band? I'd like to chat with your dad.
Ala nods.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
See ya.
Ala jogs off. Magosha gets into the taxi with Andre.
Hi.
Hi.
Andre looks straight ahead as he drives. Magosha glances at him, then looks away. She shifts. She rests her arm on the center console. He moves his arm away. She gazes at her husband, then looks down. He comes to a sudden stop. She jerks forward. A cloud of dirt clears. A German shepherd stands in front of the taxi, then runs off. She glances at Andre, then shuts her eyes.
Thankfully, you have great reflexes.
He doesn't look at her. She blinks quickly.
In general, you're great. And it's really great that you're always so patient with me. And you're so understanding. I don't have to explain anything. And everything's just so much easier with you here.
Her blue eyes shine. He looks at her, then turns away.
And I'm a great cook.
And you're a great cook on top of all that. And all of that is...
She touches his shoulder.
All of that is like a really big turn on, Andre. So, I mean, if you wanted to,
Stop talking.
They kiss. She climbs onto his lap. Elsewhere, someone heats red wax in a spoon over a small flame. The verdict. A monk descends a stone staircase. A light shines behind him and casts a long shadow onto a stone floor as he walks into a candlelit room. He approaches a bell. Another man opens a folder marked with a cross. A document sits inside. He grabs a fountain pen from an inkwell with ink-stained fingers. He signs the document. He heats red wax in a spoon over a candle's flame, then brings it over to the document. He spills it onto an empty space at the bottom of the page and presses a stamp into it. At Monica and Jadzik's wedding, Monica's father walks her down the aisle. Her long veil trails behind her on the checkered floor. He gives her hand to Jadzik, who grins and leads her around two decorated chairs. Father Tomasz approaches in a white robe. Jadzik kisses Monica's hand. He gives Magosha a warm look as they sit. She smiles. Monica's parents smile at Magosha, then turn back around. Magosha puts her hand over Andre's and laces their fingers. She bites her lip and grins at him.
Dearly beloved, we're gathered today to join the two parties we have here, Jacek and Monica, in holy matrimony, with an eternal bond that shall not break.
Father Tomasz pumps his eyebrows. The scene cuts to black. Credits play.
Thank you.
Copyright Gigant Films SPZ00SPK 2024.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.